personal conveyance. Imagine you've just finished your daily haul and you're now off duty. Your truck is parked at a company facility, but your home is 30 minutes away. Can you drive your commercial vehicle home without an infraction of hours of service regulations? This is where personal conveyance comes in. Before we go into detail about how personal conveyance works, please give this video a thumbs up, press the subscribe button, and hit the notification bell so you can stay updated about important trucking topics. Personal conveyance, often abbreviated as PC, is a term used in the trucking industry to describe off-duty driving time. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, permits this type of driving under certain conditions. Personal conveyance is when a commercial driver operates a commercial vehicle not for business purposes or at the direction of the carrier, but for personal use. This could be driving to a restaurant after a long shift, heading home, or even seeking a place of rest. Interestingly, between 2018 and 2020, personal conveyance use increased by an impressive 27%, highlighting its growing acceptance and importance in the industry. To comply with FMCSA rules, there are a few critical conditions to remember for personal conveyance. First, the vehicle must be off-duty and not carrying freight or passengers. Second, the travel must be for personal reasons and not on behalf of the company. Finally, the driver must not be advancing the load, which means you shouldn't be moving closer to the destination of your next haul. It's worth noting that there's no limit to the distance or time you can drive under personal conveyance according to the FMCSA. But common sense and safety should always be paramount. Remember, personal conveyance doesn't mean you can compromise on rest. A recent FMCSA study showed that drivers using personal conveyance on average drove less than 20 miles per use. This shows that drivers are using PC responsibly and not as a means to extend their working hours. It's important to clearly log your personal conveyance time in your electronic logging device, or ELD. Incorrect logging could lead to violations and fines, and nobody wants that. Keep in mind that while the FMCSA has these guidelines, your company might have its own rules about personal conveyance. Always check with your dispatcher or safety manager to ensure you're complying with all regulations. For more information, please visit fmcsaregistration.com or feel free to give our third-party experts a call at 866-477-0707. Also, our team would love to hear from you right now. What is your opinion about the personal conveyance rules of the FMCSA? Are they fair or unfair for drivers? Drop a comment below and let us know your thoughts. Also, don't forget to like this video, press the subscribe button, and hit the notification bell so you can stay updated about important information designed to benefit drivers and carriers.